In INA, searchers for a man and his three children in a remote part of King Country in September initially believed they'd probably been washed out to sea. 34-year-old Thomas Phillips and his children, aged 5, 6 and 8, went missing from the small coastal community of Marokopa after their vehicle was found on a nearby beach. A large air, land and sea search for them was suspended after 12 days. On September the 30th, the four walked into the family farmhouse. Our reporter Andrew McRae has been looking over the documents, new documents about the search. Kia ora, Andrew. What do these documents that were released under the Official Information Act have to say?
Oh, hi, Susie. Well, there are two documents from Search and Rescue, called Scenario Weighting Worksheets. And this is where as a group, searchers analyse evidence to prove or disprove possible scenarios. Now, on day one of the search, which was September the 13th, there were six scenarios listed. And these include all four taken by the ocean, not wanting to be found, caught by the tide and went inland, not aware people were looking for them, and being hidden by a family on their farm. Now, searchers then assign a value to each scenario, and then they're ranked. And on top was that the four were swept out to sea. Second most likely was not wanting to be found and are either in the area still or gone elsewhere. And the least likely was being hidden by family. On day two, the scenario rankings, they altered slightly, but being in the sea still came out on top, followed by a new one using the words despondent but non-suicidal. And I think we can presume that this referred to Thomas Phillips.
How did the research, how did the searchers actually use these scenarios?
In one police job sheet, they talk about that and they note that although in the first 24 hours, Thomas Phillips was not responding to any search parties in the area, on day two, they say that may now have changed. They go on to say that with this in mind, consider any search that was conducted in areas where he may have been, overlooked to be searched again. Whereas now he's probably cold and wet and out of provisions that he may call out to searchers. Police also note that Thomas Phillips knows the beach area as well and is unlikely to get lost. And as we know, a lot of searching went on. It was hard slog by land searchers. There were steep cliffs, bush caves and really tough weather conditions on some of the days. A lot of use was made of drones. Both the police and fire and emergency used them during the search, with Fenn saying in one report, we're learning the effectiveness of drones.
So do we know how anything about how prepared the family was?
Not a lot, but they seemed that they were reasonably dressed for the occasion and for the basically the conditions they were experiencing. All bar one of the children were wearing jackets, as was their father. Two of the kids are noted in one report to be possibly barefooted. And in another report, a witness who saw the family on the beach earlier, they made the comment to police that some of the kids seemed to be overdressed.
Okay, so any word then, Andrew, on the cost of the search operation?
Well, that was certainly among the information we requested, but it was refused on the grounds of being prejudicial to current court and criminal proceedings. As we know, Thomas Phillips has been charged with causing wasteful deployment of police resources and personnel, and he's due in the Te Kawiti District Court for a first appearance on January the 12th.